Good evening. Welcome to everyone to this meeting of the full council on the 11th of November 2025. Item 1 on the agenda, I move to approve the minutes of the meeting of the council held on the 9th of September 2025 as published on the council's website. Is that seconded? Item 2, apologies for absence.
Madam Mayor, I received apologies from Councillors Phillips, Powell, Beattie, James Nixon and Anthony Reid.
Okay. Item 3, any declarations of interest?
Good evening, and councillors. Just on in terms of declarations of interest, could the monitoring officer just give us a view in terms of whether we need to declare as councillors on this vote this evening?
No, you mentioned this council wouldn't be a declarable community interest. We have taken the matter to stand as issue to clarify that any due enacted or anyone with relatives at another council will still be allowed to vote because of the importance of having full representation, full representation in the chamber.
Thank you.
Item 4 on the agenda. I've got a couple of announcements. My charity, Women's Aid and Community Link, we raised £400 for the ladies' luncheon at Stafford College on the 15th of October. Thank you to all those that attended. I was very pleased to attend the British Empire Medals Award with the Royal Lieutenant of Staffordshire on Tuesday, the 21st of October. I was honoured to attend, along with the consort, the presentation of the BEM medals to residents from Staffordshire, two of which the recipients were from Stafford Borough. These were in recognition of their hard work and volunteering. The next fundraising event is a co-evening at the Bengal Lounge on the 25th of November, and this is again for my charity. If you would like to attend, there is one or two tickets left if you'd like to contact Barbara or Kate. There's also a gala night coming up for Panto, and you can get tickets from Stafford Gatehouse and Panto Sleeping Beauty. And please contact the box office direct. And I would like to say thank you to everyone that attended the Remembrance Service on Sunday and the Armistice Day, and it was really a wonderful occasion. And I'd like to thank Councillor Cross, Lynn Silver, Mace Barrow, and also for Stephen Norton. I was going to say Councillor Norton, but it's Stephen Councillor Dean Norton. And like I say, it was a very moving experience, and thank you to the Borough staff as well.
Car parks are to be free the first three two Saturdays before Christmas. I'm delighted to be able to say that. And also, so that's in Stone, Stafford, anyway, as a Stafford Borough Council car park. The money's been found for this, and it was done as a one-off last year and a one-off this year. What I'm suggesting as well to announce today is that we actually will put this into the budget process for next year as well, so there'll be no doubt there'll be free parking next year as well. And I hope this Christmas gift to our town centres increases business and makes the season more enjoyable for traders and shoppers alike. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Item 5, Local Government Reorganisation of Staffordshire. I invite Councillor Godfrey to introduce the item and the recommendation.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Local Government Reorganisation this time should not be a priority. Staffordshire had a very successful system that brought together 10 councils by the Leaders Board, and good work was done right across the county from Stoke-on-Trent. Stafford Council itself is a very well-run and financially sound authority that provides services to the public to the highest standards. That said, the government have decided that the two-tier system has to go in favour of unitary authorities that provide all council services. As the report says, chief executive officers and leaders of the 6 southern boroughs and districts, that's East Staffordshire, Lichfield, Tamworth, South Staffordshire, Cannock and ourselves, have been working to find a solution that fits the government criteria and provides the best services to the public. An independent outside consultant was appointed, that's KPMG, to crunch the numbers and help the leaders and CEOs find the best solution for our area. It became clear quite quickly that the single southern unitary incorporating all 6 boroughs and districts was the best solution for us, especially as it fits in well with the single unitary authority proposed for Stoke-on-Trent, Morvan's and Newcastle in the north. There is a saving of around £30 million with the creation of a single southern unitary, but the main reason I'm convinced a single unitary is the best solution is as a larger authority is more likely to survive any financial shocks, will mean less disaggregation of vital services like social care and education, and will have single computer systems instead of duplication. A stronger voice within Staffordshire and nationally than 2 smaller councils, a better chance of finding extra funding, better at delivering targets, and attract more inward investment from private business. And a one professional management team, not 2. There are lots of other reasons in the report, and I'm sure you'll catch you've already read those. I hope you found the members' briefing informative, although more financial information is needed, you said. Yes, more time to dot I's and cross T's would have been preferable, but we're working to a government timetable. The next stage after tonight's council is for the cabinet to decide which option is best in the light of the council's recommendation. Then along the other proposal, though, with the other proposals, it will be sent to government on the 28th of November. We should start to see the government consulting stakeholders in the new year with a decision around the summertime as to our future local governance. As I said, Stafford Borough Council is a very well-run council. It provides excellent services to our residents, and this is because our people are dedicated and care about our borough, and I am very grateful for the hard work that they do. All members of this council, I'm sure, feel disappointed that Stafford Borough Council is being abolished. But if government accepts our proposal, I'm sure services will still be provided to the highest standards. For all the reasons set out in the report, I ask members to recommend to Cabinet option A. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Second, and that the Mayor preserve the right to speak.
Any comments? Councillor Bird?
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you for the summary of some really complex issues. I mean, the last time local government was reorganised was 51 years ago, so to think this isn't anything but a momentous period, and the importance of getting it right, for not only making sure we've got a sustainable council, we can deliver the services that our residents have come to rely on, but also to make sure there's funding to be able to do all of those things. And you only have to look at other councils, the length and breadth of the country, to see some of the problems that are manifestly there by not getting that bit right. Madam Mayor, I wanted to associate myself with the comments of both yourself and Pastor John in terms of Armistice Day today, a really important day to be able to look back and to look forwards, to remember those people who served, those affected by war, but also those who paid the ultimate sacrifice and didn't return, but also then to reflect the importance of not getting back into the same place ever again. I also wanted to pay tribute and congratulate Tracy O'Flaherty on being the recipient of the British Empire Medal, who has been a long-standing, tireless community advocate within Standon, within the Ecclesiastical Ward, and to at least be really pleased to share with her the success that she's achieved. Just going back to local government reorganisation. I think it's clear that I don't think anybody in this chamber wants local government reorganisation. It's one of the few things that I think we can all agree on. Actually, there's probably quite a range of things that we can all agree on. But it's definitely up there. What it does is provide an internal focus for a couple of years running into local government reorganisation and a couple of years afterwards. And actually, most of us come into local government and to community work because we want to make things better rather than just focusing in on the internal machinery. It doesn't deliver any benefit to anyone as far as I can work it out. And actually, the impact on staff and on recruitment, you know, why would you come into the public sector when you might have 4 or 5 years of your career focused just internally on process? And, you know, to me, it's no wonder we're already struggling to find the right people for the jobs that we need doing. I do want to pay tribute, though, to our staff, because they are remaining focused on the job that's in hand and not letting the issues of local government reorganisation and roles and where they will be affect them. And I think we should all pay tribute to the commitment and dedication of all of our staff, and to let them know there are careers in really valuable careers in local government. Everyone, I think, has been involved in change. You know, it's a constant we all talk about. You know, it's second nature. But normally we try and do change programs, particularly outside in the private sector, to make things better. And I'm not convinced that local government does that, and local government reorganisation does that. Instead, what I think it does is it levels down to the level of the worst. And if you look at many of the services that are delivered, you know, like, for example, adult social care, and then you compare how adult social care is delivered to, say, the NHS. You know, the NHS is a universal standard across the country. You know, if we're not careful, what will be delivered in terms of some of the services will be based on how much money councils have got, and not based on a commitment from the government all the way through to their communities. So I really am concerned that the danger is that we level down our communities rather than celebrate and level up. We've clearly got rising demands in terms of children and adult social services. There's massive challenges in highways. You can't tell me that local government, particularly upper tier authorities, are flush with money. So as a result, anything that does anything that keeps the focus off the front line, in my view, is the thing that we should be avoiding at all costs. However, there are some things that we should talk about. One is the opportunity. I think creating a sizable economic powerhouse within the southern six authorities does absolutely make sense. It is an opportunity for us to go to not only government but other partners and stakeholders and have sensible partnership conversations based on a much larger footprint, on footprints that they are often working on themselves. And I think it's then important that we make sure that we get our local area neighbourhood structures, you know, working with parish councils, really well tuned to make sure that there isn't a deficit in local democracy. Albeit I am concerned about a deficit in local democracy with councillors. You know, I think the councillors across the borough council, of which there are 40, you know, that will streamline down under these proposals to 18. Well, that makes areas huge, and the levels of responsibility and the levels of areas and services that we're talking about equally is huge. And as a result, I am concerned that the requirements for councillors going forwards in the unitary authority will be significantly greater. And that will put many people who would be good community advocates, good councillors, off from considering these roles. You only have to look at the geographical nature of these. So whilst I won't be voting against the proposals, I think the proposals actually are the best that I've seen. But they are the least worst option. And that to me is always a sadness, that we're not taking decisions this evening based on something that we think is going to be a powerhouse and take us forward, but it is the least worst option. But I'll be supporting the proposals this evening.
Thank you. I think I've
got councillor Wellington
next.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't know what's happening elsewhere in the chamber, but on our side it's a free vote, so whatever's said it's not along the party lines, but as councillors, and I think that's what we should be doing. When we look at what councils do, and the two tiers, what councils do on both of those sides, what concerns me greatly is the services that can be particularly affected by this change. Highways, adult social care, children, and indeed our most vulnerable. And change should be driven by finance, but not finance alone. I do feel that inspirational and thought about delivery of services to our electorate are something that we should be taking a lot of note of, but I have not seen in these plans what's going to happen in terms of transformation, how it's going to make transformation better, how we can deliver across the whole area for our electorate. It does worry me that this is change for change's sake, that it's a money-making exercise, and we are missing a golden opportunity. If we've got to change, we should change the way we deliver services, not worry about how much they cost. We can deliver better services, and I know from the staff that we've got in Stafford Borough Council, the staff at the county and all the other councils, if we work with those officers, we can deliver better for the same money without all this disruption that's coming forwards. So the nub of it all really is that I understand that we've got to put a proposal forwards. I understand that this proposal that we are putting forwards is money driven, but I disagree entirely with it, and I think we ought to have taken more time as the total area looking at service provision, and as such I will be voting against the proposal today. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kennedy. Thank you, Member. I echo some comments made with regards to this is not our choice, it's not what we want. But I believe that option A is the best financial proposal as we've looked at. And this will certainly give confidence to those that wish to invest into Stafford Town Centre and the Stafford as a whole.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Pearce, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think it's perhaps appropriate at this time of year that we are, in fact, going to be turkeys voting for Christmas. But more the, as perhaps been mentioned, the staff that I think we should be concerned about, because unlike many other authorities, our staff are going to have a double whammy in the sense that they've been going through this process of cannot chase, and now they're facing greater uncertainty with this new authority. And I don't recall it being in the current government's manifesto, but what they're talking a lot about now is devolution. But again, I don't see much actually about what is actually being devolved. Bringing powers to the people, to more local level, is absolutely the thing that we need. We are one of the most centralised countries, certainly in Europe, and we need devolution. But this isn't about, it seems, devolution. I do agree that finance is the real issue. The last government slashed funding to local authorities. It was an easy option. They weren't having to bear the consequences and take the actual decisions that flowed from that. And so the new government, of course, had a choice. They could restore the funding to local authorities, or they could do the sort of thing that's happening now, which is try and make do with the existing level of funding. And certainly it does seem that there will be financial savings in the long term. As regards the current system and what's proposed, I mean, the two-tier system is confusing to many people. They often are not sure who is responsible for what. But I was interested to note that in the consultation, many people put having effective local representation at a higher level than actually paying less tax. I thought that was an interesting outcome. And if you were to ask people locally whether they thought the county council was doing the better job or the borough council, I think most of them would be saying it was the borough council. But we are where we are. In terms of finance, I do recall the attempt many years ago to try and address this issue through the Lakefield report. In fact, I came across my copy of it the other day, along with my 20 pages of notes that I wrote on holiday to the Stoke City Council when I was a councillor. It was not a successful reform of local government finance, and really and truly, that is what's needed. We need a system which avoids the anomalies, and there are many within the present system, and it is not a fair system in terms of council tax. We need a system of local government finance that funds local authorities properly. It did make the option of a local income tax, and I still think that that is the best way forward. There was also, of course, a report on local government prior to that, and that was the Redcliffe Maud report. And I also have my copy of that. And that, in fact, recommended, the main recommendation was unitary authorities, and something very similar to what's now being proposed by this report. So I'm going to vote to support option A, because it is the least worst option. But I would say I'm pleased that one outcome of all this process, which is that we look like having a town council. And I think that's something that's long been missing in Stafford. And I'm very pleased to see that we are moving towards having one. Thank you.
Does anybody else want to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In terms of safeguarding, I'm really concerned about the proposals. There are some really desperate situations going on at the moment, and if people are suddenly expected to look after much bigger and bigger areas, I think significant situations will go unnoticed. And that won't save money, that will do the opposite, and it will cause serious harm in communities.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, I'm not I probably have got most experience in the House here today of reorganisations. I've spent 30 years of my life reorganising organisations, some considerably bigger than this one. And what I used to have were three things that you needed to look at: a willingness to change, a clear vision of why the change was necessary, and the funding to make it possible. I don't think we have more than one of those. I don't think we've got the funding to make it possible, and I don't think we have a clear vision of what we want to achieve. What we've got is a set of services that have been supplied via a two-stage system, and we're trying now to see how we can pass it up. And I agree with many of the other speakers here that option A is probably the least worse, but I still think it's diabolical. We will not save money doing it that way. You cannot divide up one set of services that are covering the whole county between various people and hope to retain a cohesive mass. I think the only option that's not even here is to have a single unitary authority for the whole county. You will retain the control personnel that are currently doing a difficult job, and you only have to look at the size of the differences. The county council's spending budget is over £1 billion. The borough council's spending budget is approximately 15 million. They are incompatible in terms of what control structures you need to make those work. Putting the borough council's services under the bigger umbrella for all the borough councils would give it a chance, and it would have some chance of making savings that would actually make it all worthwhile. I don't think any of the proposals we have in front of us have any chance whatsoever of making worthwhile savings that will help our populations within Staffordshire, and particularly within Stafford Borough. I feel it's going to be a dreadful time for all our officers trying to make it work, but I don't think they've got a hope in hell doing it. So I'm going to abstain. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else want to speak? Councillor Cook, did you want to say anything? Oh, sorry, Councillor James. Sorry, I understood.
Madam Mayor, I have to say that given that the government has given us an ultimatum and something that we did not want to do, then we have an option to choose one of these that have been put in front of us. I believe there's one missing, which is the county-wide, which would make more sense in terms of staffing and costs. And I think if anyone in this room or this chamber believes that this reorganisation is going to save money, then you're living in a delusional Middle Earth space. It's not going to happen. Day one of this new administration, there will be one hell of a lot of expense, which will not take many years to recover. And I do not believe that the 1.4 years that has been proposed in the sales document will be a reality. Having said that, I would also like to commend all the hard work that's been done by the chappy over there, I think, and KPMG and all the staff in the borough for a job which they didn't want to do, but they've done the best they can. I will be actually supporting the
Thank you. Anybody else who might speak?
Well, Madam Mayor, I wasn't going to, but I thought, you know, it would only... Thank you for providing me, Councillor Edgerton.
You're quite welcome, Councillor.
Madam Mayor, I wasn't going to say, because I thought we'd probably say all these things, and I just repeat them, I don't just repeat them. I don't like this scheme either. I don't like the fact that I have no idea how the finances are going to be sorted out. And that's something which is close to my heart, as you can imagine. And I don't know what's going to happen with the finances, but we desperately need a reform of the finances of local government. Just a simple glance at how we operate the finances and how the government operates the finances would make us realise that. So yet, there's all sorts of things which are half done and half baked. And to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't think any of us do. Who knows? But we have some sort of blueprint for what could be the case. I don't like the fact that I'm voting for extinction of this authority. You know, no one wants to think of their own extinction. Particularly with this authority of centuries and centuries of being. And I'm hoping one little glimmer is that when, not if, but when we get a town council for Stafford, as there is already a town council for Stoke, when we get that town council for Stafford, then we can preserve some of the legacies of the council so that we can continue with that history. We don't have to tear it away from us. I've studied enough history in my life to know how important it is, how important the past is, how the past shapes us, our present and our futures. And I would hate to simply discard that past. So that's one thing I hope we will try and rescue, if you like, from the flotsam and jetsam of the rest of it. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak?
Councillor Godfrey.
Councillor Godfrey, would you like to speak?
Just close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Madam Mayor, okay, yeah. Listen to the debate tonight. I have only one word to say. Desegregation.
Let me go to the vote now, please.
This is to recommend option A, Madam Mayor.
Yeah, this is to recommend option A. All in favour? Business and
the corporate
to the clubs. Thank you.
Council, ladies and gentlemen, we've got standing for the first time.